Saint-Étienne is playing host to the second of our live games in this Group F tonight. Portugal up against Iceland. Is this a foregone conclusion? Look at that, fabulous. Is this a foregone conclusion? 42,000 will be packed into this ground tonight. The Cauldron, as it's nicknamed. And we're looking forward, Portugal against Iceland this game. We know the outcome of this, or do we? Or do we?
After what I said about the Austria game, I restrained from giving any judgment. I think Portugal are going to be strong enough, but don't want to say it's going to be a close book yet.
Iceland, it's worth pointing out, have not lucked their way into this tournament, have they? They've benefited from the extended format, of course, but they haven't lucked their way.
Yeah, of course, they have, in that aspect. But, you think back for the last World Cup, obviously they never got there, but they lost out in the playoffs, I think, to Croatia. Mm. So that tells you that they've been there or thereabouts. They were very good in the group stages.
This is how Iceland line up for tonight's match. And we're just looking down, players that are not necessarily well known unless you watch the Premier League on a regular basis. There are one or two names in there which will be familiar to those who watch the EPL.
Well, the standout player, obviously, is Sigurdsson. He's played at a top level in the Premier League for a few years now. And probably all the danger comes from him. He scored a few goals. His delivery from the set pieces is excellent. And he is probably their main man by far.
How much will his Premier League experience help in this particular match?
I'm not sure if it will. I think obviously the fact is that he's a good player. It's different. You're playing in a big tournament. And look, he's playing with obviously good players around him, but they're probably not as good as the players that he's used to playing. He's played at Tottenham with great players. He played for Swansea with great players. These are not good players, but as I said before, Lars Lagerbäck will have the team working hard, and he will be instrumental in trying to galvanise the team and force them to work that little bit hard.
Just to remind people, they finished second in their qualifying group, but it was a group, Sunil, that had some pretty big teams, and they had the Czech Republic, it had Turkey, Holland, Latvia.
I think they might not have big players. What they will do is work really hard. And unless Portugal matches that, their quality wouldn't show. So we're sitting over here talking the fact that Portugal have more quality. But if they don't match their hard work, their determination,
as we saw in the last game,
it wouldn't show. A player who's working really hard and a player who is, let's suppose, very skillful but is not working hard, it'll be equal then, the match is equal. So for them, they're going to walk their sock off, and that's for certain.
Ricardo Carvalho, we talked earlier, didn't we, Sunil, about Ricardo Carvalho? How old is he now? 38, is it? Something like that?
The same age as Johnson, who is, by the way, on the bench for Iceland.
Yeah.
But I think they have gone with experience. I don't know how much the tackle on Harry Kane by Bruno Alves is a reason why he's not there.
And Ronaldo and Nani, do you think that's how they'll actually shape up front?
Yeah, I think it will. I think obviously Ronaldo will be obviously the main man, but I think Nani will be free to roam.
But the one player that I'm really looking forward to is Joe Mario. A great young talent. He was there with the main Sporting again. See how, man, Joe Mario is playing Euros, Eric is playing Euros, and I'm sitting with you. It's a demotion. but to be honest, I'm really excited about him. Even when I saw him there, we all knew he's going to go and play for Portugal. Mm-hmm. He had some under-21 games under his belt, but now playing for the senior team, I'm really excited for him. A great talent.
We said they were in a weak group. We recognise that. But they only scored 11 goals in that group.
Yeah, look, I don't know why and I don't know how when you think of the players that have got. I was impressed with him when he played at Wembley against England, and I think I'll be impressed tonight. I think they could be possibly a team that will deliver on this big stage. They've not really done it before, Portugal.
How far do they go, by the way, in this tournament? They reached the semi-finals in 2012.
Didn't they lose the final against Greece?
Mm-hmm. How far did they go in this tournament?
Yeah.
They lost the finals at home, probably.
Yeah, that was Ronaldo's first tournament, wasn't it? Yeah.
How far do they go? Look, we don't know, obviously. The stronger nations out there, you think Spain have been very good. England played very well, for all they never won the game. Portugal got a chance, obviously, but I don't think they'll win it. They wouldn't be my favourites. But look, the player's capable of pulling in good tournaments. And when that happens, anything can happen.
I think momentum is very, very important. So now they start winning because they have comparatively a easier group.
Yeah.
Not demeaning, especially the three teams that they have. But I think they have a little bit easier group. They'll qualify.
Yeah.
And you never know, man. You know, Ronaldo scores a hat-trick today and they have a good momentum and the team does well and well and well. And you never know.